It's time for Tales of Terror, only on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated R and is recommended restricted for anyone under the age of 17.
This is the Transmissions from Atlantis Entertainment Network. Expand your wonder.
Hold on, hold on!
Why? You've made your choice.
No, actually, I haven't. It's a lot to process. I've been a vampire for over 20 years. Give me a moment to think.
What is there to think about, mistress? You're either with us or against us.
Wait. Just wait.
You've been one of them for too long. Maybe you can't be saved. Sebastian was just a fledgling. He hadn't lived a life.
A fledgling? He's been with me for 15 years.
You lying son of a bitch.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You were going to kill me. I needed to bide some time. But I'm with you now, mistress. With the Blood Reapers.
So then maybe there is hope for you, Lydia Grosvenor.
I am Lydia Grosvenor. I was put on this earth to kill vampires, and I have been turned into what I hate.
That's it.
And you're giving me an opportunity to return to my cause, my purpose in existing.
I am
Lydia Grosvenor. Or I can be again. I will avenge the death of my family, my son. I will make them pay for turning me into this. I will make Jack the Ripper pay.
Now we're talking.
Transmissions from Atlantis Entertainment presents The Vampires of Whitechapel, Episode 14, Revelation. Written by J.C. Della Torre. The Vampires of Whitechapel opening theme, Awakening, and closing theme, Dark Legacy, is by Midnight Syndicate. Other music in this episode is by J.C. Della Torre and Atlantis Paradox. Note: this show contains dramatic scenes of horror, adult suggestive situations, and descriptions of violence or gore, in addition to strong language that could be unsettling to young listeners. Parental discretion is strongly advised.
Very good, sir.
Jekyllhotep!
What?
He is one of our familiars.
Well, Alistair thought he was a slave.
I did not.
Be silent, both of you. Idiots.
Why here, Mother? Where are your guards? The pyramid.
We are here because the Royal Council is here.
The Royal Council?
What is the Royal Council?
Tell you later.
Yes, you've really stepped in it this time, Jekyllhotep. And you, where is Ariana right now?
Not far. Whitechapel.
You must not forget your punishment, or you will both be destroyed.
Some punishment? Hide the danglies with some hot colonial redhead. Why don't you ever punish me like that, Mother?
Shut up, Jekyllhotep. Follow me, both of you.
I followed the Blood Reapers to their lair. A small, abandoned store off of Bigland Street. It had closed after the COVID outbreak and never reopened. I wasn't sure if Lydia was pretending to be one of them to infiltrate their gang, or if she really had joined the Blood Reapers. They didn't take any vampires while I watched, but they could be waiting for daytime, when we are at our weakest. I was waiting for Alistair and Jack to return. They had been gone for so long, I was starting to worry. The sun would be rising soon, and while we don't burst into flame like in the movies, we grow extremely weak and vulnerable. Not only are we essentially mortal, but even weaker than that. It's why our kind is only out at night. It's too risky to be moving about in the daylight. I think I've told you before that some of us come out during the daytime to seem normal. A regular, adjusted life. Some of us even have jobs. They feel the risk is worth it. Yet, I've been a vampire long enough to disagree with that philosophy. Alistair wouldn't knock.
Hello, miss. You don't know me, but... Well, that's not right neighbor yet. Now you see, miss. They know what you are. And the sun is coming up. Can you feel it, miss? Your vampiric power draining from you right when you've got to fight for your life? Awfully bad timing, isn't it?
We knew you were there, Ari. The whole time you followed us. Lydia followed you.
Lydia?
Yes, Ariana. It's me.
I thought we were friends.
And we were, until Larissa showed me the way.
But you're not one of them.
Oh, you're so wrong, Ariana. You should have seen her. She tore into two vampires like she was some sort of fucking wild beast. I thought I was cruel. She loved every second of it.
And the power it gave me. It felt so good. Killing monsters. Drinking their essence. Making me more powerful.
And now, Ariana, it's time you answered for Carl. We're not taking your head this time. We're tearing you from the inside out. Draining every single fucking organ until there's nothing left of you. Just like you did to Carl.
I told you I couldn't help that. He showed up in the middle of my blood rage. You know now what I'm talking about.
Oh, I do, Mario. I do.
Looking for something a little different? Tired of your regular podcast not fulfilling that urge for adventure? The Group of Rather Unusual Blokes is a sci-fi steampunk adventure, taking you across the multiverse in an effort to save all creation from, you'll just have to figure that out for yourself. Available on any podcasting device you prefer. Check them out at tgrubs.buzzsprout.com.
The sun has risen. I can feel it.
Bureaucracy always moves at a snail's pace.
What is the Royal Council?
Mamava is our queen, but there's a number of kings and queens throughout the world. No single monarch could, you know, rule us all.
I never knew there were more.
You need to get out more, mate. See the world. I've been to every continent 10 or 20 times over. When was the last time you left the United States?
To come here.
My point, exactly.
How often do they meet?
This is the first time I know of in the last 171 years.
What happened in 1849?
Look at you. Quick with the arithmetic. Never mind that. They're coming.
Hear ye. The Royal Council of Foratu is now in session this 1st of December, 2020.
Thank you. You may all be seated. Queen Tanenakwa, the chair recognizes you.
Thank you, Council Leader Brom.
If there was a vampire supreme leader, it's Bram. He is the oldest, the wisest of us. No one, perhaps not even he.
An issue has arisen with my son, Jaggy Holtep. He was forced to leave a fledgling to their own devices as he protected his own night children and was subsequently trapped. Through no fault of his own, this fledgling, known as Cantello, has taken her dark gift and turned it against her own. Yes, shocking, indeed. She has become a Blood Reaper.
So it's true. The Blood Reapers have returned.
How could this have happened? We have not had a Blood Reaper terrorize us since the 1800s.
And if memory serves, was not Jackie Hotep responsible for that outbreak as well?
That's right. The Draga incident.
Oh, bloody hell.
150 years we've known each other, and you still haven't told me about this Draga thing.
Just shut it.
That is true. Yet in this case, it is not a folly on his part. He was entombed trying to save...
Yes, yes, we know all that. Continue.
My apologies, Your Highness. In any event, we know the Blood Reapers are here in London.
So close.
What madness had us come to the Lion's Den?
We should leave immediately.
Wait. Sit back down, Queen Samara.
Of course, Council Leader.
Now... We all understand that Jackie Hotep has started this catastrophe. Again. So, what do we do with him?
Death.
Dismemberment for 100 years.
Why not both? Dismember them for 100 years and then burn them.
He is of royal blood. You cannot treat him like a common fledgling.
Yes, but for too long he's gotten away with this sort of misconduct.
And now? He's brought the Blood Reapers back again.
It was hard enough to put them down the last time.
I still say we should leave immediately until this threat is neutralized.
We cannot live in fear of the Blood Reapers. They must be sought out and destroyed.
Yes.
I am glad you agree, Queen Taninakwa. For it's your son and his offspring that must do it alone.
What?
How can we be expected to take on Blood Reapers on our own? We needed an entire army.
Quiet. You are not recognized, Jackie Hotep.
You are sending them on a suicide mission, and you're not solving the problem. If you are to punish them, let them be subject to the normal forms of torture and dismemberment.
Oh, wait.
Did you not just say we shouldn't treat him like a common fledgling?
It's much more vampiric than allowing them to be devoured alive by cannibals and strengthening our enemies.
I don't like where this is going at all.
Oh! You think?
So you question my wisdom, Queen Taninakwa?
I... Of course not, Council Leader.
Then I have your support for my plan.
Yes, of course.
Let us vote, then. The motion put forth that Jackie Hotep and his night children tackle the infestation of Blood Reapers alone. Queen Taninakwa has voted aye. What say you others?
Aye.
Motion carries. Jackie Hotep, Alistair Connacher, rise. You are hereby ordered by this council to obliterate the Blood Reaper menace and all who have joined their ranks. No quarter. Complete annihilation.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. For not killing me.
That hasn't been decided yet.
The sun is up, Ariana, and we can change in the day.
I heard that.
I say we kill her and be done with it.
Who are you again?
Sebastian, Lydia's night child.
Grown-ups are talking, Sebastian. Be quiet.
Why, you little... I've been a vampire a decade longer than you.
Sebastian, be quiet.
Yes, mistress.
Don't you mean mummy?
Careful.
Sorry.
Look, you know how I feel, Ariana. I wanted to kill you for a long time, but I understand now that you didn't realize there was another way. Lydia's been a vampire for over 20 years. It took her a moment, but when she realized what we can do now, it was honestly a no-brainer.
Yeah, I get that.
You and I, we stood side by side as we hunted down and punished the monsters of the human world. Wouldn't you like to punish the ones from the supernatural realm?
I am one of them now.
So was I. So was Sebastian. We can be redeemed, Ariana. Once you taste their blood, you'll know it was our destiny.
I don't believe in destiny.
How about this then? Revenge. Revenge for all those poor souls Alistair and his like have butchered. Revenge for Carl.
I did that.
Right. And this is how you atone for that.
Do I deserve forgiveness?
I can't answer that, Ariana. Only you can. Trust me. I wanted vengeance on you for his death. We all loved him. But I know that you did too. You didn't ask to be this thing no more than I did. Either way, we don't leave this place without you making it right with Carl. Either you join us or you die right here, right now.
You never wanted this life, Ariana. If you join us, you can help us destroy them all.
And after?
Once they're gone, we all atone for our sins.
Alistair and Jack?
Oh. They are at the top of the most fucking wanted list. I'll even let you take Alistair yourself.
I will join you.
Yes!
I've made so many terrible choices, so many mistakes. It's time for me to redeem my soul for those.
Still say we should kill her.
Now, if I may suggest, Larissa, I don't think we should indoctrinate anyone else who is a vampire. Ariana and I were special cases. We fought them before we were turned. Some of these others, they've been vampires for hundreds of years and don't want to change. They love who they are.
Yes, she's right. Vampires like Alistair and Jack, they are too far gone. They love the killing. They revel in it. They can't be redeemed.
The four of us can't do this alone. Isn't there some other vampires we can redeem? We know they're gonna muster an army of bloodsuckers and wipe us the fuck out.
Maybe fledglings. But honestly, I can't think of any who deserve it. I'm still not sure I do. Who am I to judge others when I've done what they have?
Because no one else will, Ariana. We're running out of time.
Even now, they know what we are doing. If I understand correctly, once I fed on vampire blood, my psychic connection to Alistair and Jack is severed, right?
Seems so.
Then I need to feed.
Now that's the Ariana I knew before you became a fucking monster.
To your point, we need more soldiers. I think I might know where to find some volunteers.
You see it?
Yes.
Do you think she's really turned?
I don't know, brother. But if she feeds, then we have no choice.
We will have to kill Ariana Grayson.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Vampires of Whitechapel. If you like our show, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any of the podcast apps that podcasts are aired. Be sure to rate and review the show on Podchaser and other apps. It's how others can join our vampire coven. If you'd like to listen to commercial-free versions of this podcast and ensure the next season of Vampires of Whitechapel, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/TFA Entertainment. We will have exclusive Vampires of Whitechapel content, including Patreon-only episodes, early access to these episodes, and behind-the-scenes interviews with the actors and creators, all just for you. The part of Ariana Grayson was played by Kat Noel. Jack the Ripper and Alistair Conniger were played by Alexander Dottie. Larissa Cantello was played by Rita Della Torre. Lydia Grobner was played by Karen Himdahl. Sebastian was played by J.C. Della Torre. This episode guest starred Marco Neumeister as the council leader Brom, Scott Hill as King Malachi, Aaron B. Lillis as Queen Tananaqua, Anne Foster as Queen Samara, and Joy Gherkin as Queen Nocturna. This episode was written, produced, and directed by J.C. Della Torre. Music for this episode was created by J.C. Della Torre and Atlantis Paradox. The Vampires of Whitechapel theme, Awakening, and the closing theme, Dark Legacy, was composed and performed by Midnight Syndicate. You can find out the latest news and developments regarding this audio drama at vampiresofwhitechapel.transmissionsfromatlantis.com and our Facebook page. Be sure to follow the Vamps on Twitter at Ariana Grayson, at Alistair the Vamp, and at Jack the Ripper, as well as the official Twitter account for the show at Vampires of WC. But be warned, if you at them, they just may at you back. Join the discussion on the Vampires of Whitechapel Discord channel, hosted by Cast Junkie. This has been a production of the Transmissions from Atlantis Entertainment Network. Until next time, keep the lights on, and don't walk down any dark streets.
Chauncey Haworth, Mark Slade, and Lothar Tuppen, the demented minds behind the Twisted Pulp Radio Hour, bring you Twisted Pulp Magazine. A journey beyond surreality, to worlds you never knew or hoped existed. Worlds of the supernatural. Worlds of dark satire. Worlds of nightmarish futures. Twisted Pulp Magazine. If you thought the 21st century was weird enough already, think again. Twisted Pulp Magazine. A step beyond your grandfather's pulp. Available at digitalvaudeville.com. That's digitalvaudeville.com.